All yours.
Okay, thanks, Jim. I guess I'll start by saying that, I quite fancy a drink today. I mean, last week, recovery just felt like a doddle, felt like the easiest thing ever. But then I went on holiday by mistake, and it's I was lumbered with my own company for a week, and my thoughts spiraled quite a lot. But so I just that's just setting the scene for where I'm at today. But well, Jim texted me yesterday evening, said, "Are you still okay to speak tomorrow?" So my first instinct was like, "Oh fuck!" I thought that was next Saturday, but then like a few seconds later, I thought, "Well, it'll probably do me good. I definitely need a meeting." And if it just turns into a rambly head dump, then so be it. A bit of background. I always enjoyed drinking from a young age. I think I first got drunk a couple of times about age 10, 11, sleeping out in a tent in the back garden. And it was problems from the start. I was definitely a puker. I was definitely, apparently I, in the middle of the night, I kept getting up to go to the toilet like every hour and had no memory of that. And blackout drinker from the word go. Was originally just tried to keep it to the weekend, so I was a weekend binge drinker. And then I dabbled with drinking during the week with not much success. So it was oscillating between those two, between weekending and failing to keep it to the weekend. And with drugs, I didn't get on with marijuana at all. That was my first thing, I suppose, around age 14, and I kept persevering and not enjoying it. So gave that up and went back to the alcohol, which just felt, safe and warm and nice. Like revisiting an old friend, and plodded on with that. And then there was until I discovered speed and coke and ecstasy and ketamine and all those kind of things, and loved all that. And I was like, oh yeah, this is more like it. This is more like what I expected drugs to feel like. And loved all that. And I was quite lucky because I didn't go too far down the drug route, because my main groups of friends, they'd kind of grown out of it fairly early, and I was quite resentful. I wanted to go out to raves and stuff, and they very much didn't. They were kind of, pretty much good as married with kids, and I was still wanting to fuck shit up every weekend and all the rest of it. So I kind of plodded on like that until 2011 was a big year. I got into mail order drugs from China with mephedrine, mephedrone. It was methyl M-caffeine, I think. It was a cathinone, and felt like ecstasy. And it would come turn up in the mail, these like 10 gram bags of like sort of pretty much 99% pure product. And so I the wheels started to falling off with the drugs thing around then. So I finished off that supply and sort of said, well, I better leave that alone for a bit. And around the same time, I tried quitting drink for about six weeks. Went to a few AA meetings, didn't really connect with it. After 6 weeks, I was like, right, fuck this. I'm just going to drink every day now. Seem to recall listening to an interview with the bloke from the Jesus, one of the blokes from the Jesus and Mary chain, talking about how he was going to go down the pub in Somerset and get absolutely smashed. And I think that planted a seed. So the next 5 years, I drank every day, and by 2017, the wheels had well and truly come off. I was trouble with the police, trouble with flatmates before that. Just got through a huge high turnover of jobs. I think I quit like six or seven jobs in 1 year, and then the next year I was fired from three jobs. And yeah, it was just getting increasingly chaotic. And then I 2016, I had what was quite what I thought was a really good year. I really enjoyed myself. There was some good stuff that happened in 2016. I was 40 years old and things seemed to be going good. But by 2017, I'd realized one day I was fine. I could get out of drink get out of bed in the morning without a drink, and then the next day I just couldn't. And yeah, so it just really yeah, it was like a literally like an overnight change. I mean, things were already messy, but the physical dependence really ramped up in 2017. So I had to call the Hillingdon Drug and Alcohol Services, and they assigned me a key worker. And well, my first key worker, I think she was, I think she, my first key worker was in active addiction. She kind of shouted at me in my first meeting and accused me of turning up at the wrong time. So that was a bit of a disturbing experience. But the second key worker was great. She was really good, and she eventually, after a lot of nagging, she said, "Well, you just need to go to AA, because you've tried the controlled drinking thing with me, and it's clearly not working." And I reluctantly agreed and went back to AA. And first few meetings I went to were about as underwhelming as before in 2011. But I think the third one I went to, it just clicked. Just met two friendly people on the door. And the woman who'd done the main share, she just pretty much everything she said about her life, I was just like, wow, I think that's me. And yeah, it was just complete identification. And that became my home group for the next couple of years. And I got a sponsor. I wanted a agnostic or atheist sponsor, but I ended up with a traditional sponsor, and he was, he took me through the steps pretty well, and I'm still in contact with him. But there were still fairly regular relapses. I was managing like, I don't know, 3 to 6 months sober, and then there'll be another relapse. And I was getting increasingly aggravated with the God talk in the meetings, and I knew that there were secular meetings in East London where I used to live before I kind of got priced out and drank myself out of East London. And but then COVID happened, and so everything went online, and that was a big what do they call it, big step change for me. I just felt like I was with the grown-ups and I was with the clever people all of a sudden after a Hang on, I need some tea. Managed not to slurp it too much. That's good. So yeah, it was really good. And after getting into secular on Zoom, and I really like Zoom as well. I've not really, I mean, since 2020, I've only been to one physical meeting. And that was London's only secular meeting, and I'd done the main share there about, I don't know, I suppose about 6 months, a year ago, and it was all right. But I just prefer the buzz on Zoom, and in Tas Nua particularly, just feels much looser and broader, and it's just more, I don't know, it's just more a crack here, isn't there? So I suppose I in so what was so since 2020, I think I've drank twice. So there was one relapse on holiday, and then there was one relapse just over a year ago. So my relapses seem to do seem to be the same pattern, just a week of constant morning, noon, and night drinking to blackout. And then my body kind of like gets tired of it, and I kind of have to say, my mum certainly gets tired of it. So I had to sober up. Just trying to think what else. I mean, the kind of things that tend to make me relapse is thinking about friendships past. That's been on my mind over the holiday, because the place I went to, the cottage, I went there with a friend the first time, a year or two back, and had a really good week. And we had a falling out when he famously walked off with the sandwiches, as I think everyone here has heard many times before. And so that's still unresolved, you know. That was and so I yeah I've been I mean I've been away to this place by myself before, because I wanted to go there because it was such a great place. I didn't want that the ghosts of that experience to ruin the place. So I went there last December and had a great week. But holidays are just tricky for me. I just, I mean, sorry, I was supposed to preface this whole share with that this is just going to be a head dump of first world problems. So, in this beautiful cottage by myself, just stuck alone with my thoughts and my memories and blah, blah, blah. So there's been a lot of that going on this week. And I know that things would have been better if I'd have done my daily inventory with more detail. And a few days I didn't do it. That would have helped. Just picking up the phone more. I picked up the phone a few times, but one of my sober friends, she was, I don't know, she was in a bit of a funny place at the moment. I think she's studying to become a counsellor, and I just felt like she was kind of stressed out. She's not the person I knew a year ago. She's been radicalized by this a cult of counselling. And but anyhow, it's I don't know what else I have to say, really. I've gone a bit blank. Can I just leave it there? Because I mean, like I said, I'm not in particularly tip top shape at the moment. Sorry, this is not much sunshine and light here, but I will say that my life is definitely a lot better since you know, mostly put in, well, yeah, I mean, I've got another year, so yeah, I suppose I am sober in body, if not in mind. So yeah, so thanks for asking me, Jim. And yeah, there's a lot of familiar faces here, so it'd be nice to hear some other people speak. Thank you.